Hi and welcome to this episode, Researching Old Hollywood. I found there was one topic that was almost always mentioned, and that was hard work. I guess in a way, back then in the early 20th century, this was just what was expected from people, hard work. For some of the stars that I researched, hard work had been a part of their entire lives. For others, the hard work only started when they had the vision of becoming an actress or an actor and they started working towards it. And for others, becoming an actress and then working as one was the real hard work. So let's have a look at some of them and even more importantly, what that could mean for you and your life. So there is a vast number of Hollywood stars that started working at a very early age, who had to support their families and themselves and who took that work ethic and hands-on mentality to get things done and put in the work into their Hollywood careers as well. First, there's Barbara Stanwyck, who was actually born Ruby Catherine Stevens. She lost her mother when she was only 4 years old, and 2 weeks later, her father went away for a job at the Panama Canal and never returned. She was raised by her sister Mildred, as well as foster parents. At the age of only 14, she left school and never attended high school. She then took on a package wrapping job at a department store. Afterwards, a filing job at the Brooklyn telephone office. She worked as a pattern cutter for Vogue magazine, from which she was released, and as a typist for a music company. She worked hard to gain a living whilst pursuing her dreams of show business. She eventually became a chorus girl, an actress, and a Hollywood star. And she was apparently one of the nicest people you could ever meet in Hollywood. My guess is that she knew where she came from. She knew what life could be like. And she knew that she had turned her life around and made it. Another great example is James Cagney, who worked all his life. He started early on dancing, even opened a dance school together with his family, and was a dance teacher for most of his junior years. And he worked hard and incessantly until he became a Hollywood star and would continue doing so. Another one is Ginger Rogers. Although everything Ginger Rogers does seems lightweight, it was hard-earned skill. She won her first Charleston contest at the age of 14 and worked and performed tirelessly then and afterwards. She not only practiced dancing continually, but also acting, comedy and drama. She was only able to make Dancing with the Perfectionist that Fred Astaire was look dreamy because she put in the many hours that Astaire required for rehearsals, although she usually made 3 pictures for every picture Astaire did. She was way busier, but handled it without any complaint. Yes, Ginger Rogers was exceptionally gifted, but she put in the work to make that gift, that skill, shine. Even if you have extraordinary talent, if you do not work on it, if you do not develop your skills and become better each time, you will be outrun by those that are committed enough to do the work. There's no success and no achievement without hard work, and that's just a fact. And as I just mentioned, Fred Astaire, just as Ginger Rogers, was very talented, but he was one of the hardest workers in perfecting his gifts. He was always reaching for the next level. He was never satisfied with what he did last. Even though he welcomed the input by partners and collaborators, it was always Fred Astaire that had a final say, the innovative ideas, the creative genius. But genius is only ever shining when being worked at and with. Fred Astaire knew this and worked tirelessly. Although many might have been desperate about his meticulous approach to work and dance and performance, it certainly paid off and he made an indelible mark on Hollywood history. Same goes with the other great dancer of Hollywood, who was Gene Kelly. Kelly also possessed patience and dedication to one idea, to a vision, and a dedicated, unstoppable work ethic to achieve it. Contemporary Johnny Green, who then was head of music at MGM, said about Kelly, "Gene is easygoing as long as you know exactly what you're doing when you're working with him. He's a hard taskmaster and he loves hard work. If you want to play on his team, you'd better like hard work too. He isn't cruel, but he's tough. And if Gene believed in something, he didn't care who he was talking to, whether it was Louis B. Mayer or the gatekeeper. He wasn't awed by anybody, and he had a good record of getting what he wanted. And Van Johnson, who starred with Gene Kelly in the stage production of Pell Joey in 1940, said about his co-star, "I watched him rehearsing, and it seemed to me that there was no possible room for improvement. Yet, he wasn't satisfied. It was midnight, and we had been rehearsing since 8 in the morning. I was making my way sleepily down the long flights of stairs when I heard staccato steps coming from the stage. I could see just a single lamp burning. Under it, a figure was dancing. Gene." And the last one that I would point out as an example of hard work is John Barrymore. John Barrymore is part of one of the greatest thespian families of Hollywood and Broadway, and is one of the ancestors of today's Drew Barrymore. He initially actually did not want to become an actor. He trained as an artist, but then turned to acting because of the money. And he worked hard. He became so busy with acting that he worked on movies during the day and on the stage on Broadway during the evening and night to become better at the art and earn money. He was eventually hailed as one of the best stage actors of that time. His performance in Hamlet revolutionized how Shakespeare was portrayed on stage and on screen. But Barrymore also worked on specific skills, because though his acting was hailed, his voice was not. So his leading role in Richard III, which made its debut in March 1920, is remarkable, as Barrymore underwent rigorous vocal training for it. After having received multiple critical comments about his vocal monotony and lack of range and richness, he decided to turn the ship around. He worked with voice coach Margaret Carrington for up to 6 hours for 6 weeks straight. And when the play finally opened, the critics were floored by his performance, noting that the audience was held by the sheer power of Barrymore's performance, which was remarkable for his unexpected vocal richness. Unfortunately, the successful play had to close after only 31 performances when Barrymore collapsed from a nervous breakdown, because his work schedule at that time was rigorous. So these are just some examples from Hollywood, and believe me, there are hundreds more of those stories. But what does this mean for you? Well, during a day and age when it appears like nobody wants to work, and when actually most of us have a very cushy life, hard work has gotten a bad rap. But hard work is the basis for a great, fulfilling, and extraordinary life. All the stars that I have mentioned in this episode so far got to where they wanted to be by putting in the hours, the effort, and the energy. Nothing of value has ever appeared out of thin air. We as humans are not programmed to cherish and value and appreciate a life that has not cost us a thing. Whether we want it or not, hard work and working towards a goal, a vision, is part of our human makeup. It is also part of our self-confidence and thus needs to be part of our lives. The problem arises when the hard work we do and the goals we have are not aligned. This is when mental and physical stress take a toll on you and rob you of the joy of your life. And this is also why we have so many instances of depression hitting the workforce, because people are not aligned with the goals. They're not putting in the hard work towards a goal which is meaningful to them. So you need a vision, you need a goal, and you need to put in the hard work to reach that goal. If you have a vision, as I outlined in a previous episode, you will, at least for periods of time, work really hard, and you need to work really hard to achieve that goal. But if you have a vision that is filling you up, this is making you feel all warm and fuzzy and excited and expansive, and when you have to decide to follow a certain path to achieve this goal and to make this vision a reality, and you're determined to make this, you will work hard. I can guarantee you this, because that is alignment. And if you have followed manifestation gurus or any personal development coaches in the last years, they probably have talked about alignment. But even though it is kind of a phrase that has been overused, that is still the basic principle to make your dreams a reality and to make your dream life a reality. To work hard and in alignment with the goals and the vision that you have. Of course, there are some more important details in the fine print, but on the whole, this is the process of creating a dream life. It's a vision, a decision, determination to follow through, and hard work. That is the formula if we leave out the fine print. So cultivating hard work, endurance, and skills is valuable. In order to fulfill your vision and create the life that you want, you might need to acquire some new skills that you currently do not possess, and that might take a lot of work. You might actually not enjoy the hours and hours of practicing something because you will suck in the beginning, badly. But sticking to it, fighting through it, working for it, that is what will get you places. And that is also what life is all about. We are in the lucky position where our livelihood is way more protected than it was a century ago. We are so much better off. So always remember that many of the biggest stars had to start very small. Started in poverty, started without parents, started without anything. They had to work and they had to put in the hours and prove themselves over and over and over again. And that should be a reminder that there is no overnight success and there is no overnight dream life. It all takes work and dedication. You have to do the inner work, you have to do the outer work, but you do have to work hard. I hope I was able to inspire you to dream big, to find your vision, and to work hard for it, and thus simply create a life that you will love. I can't wait to talk to you in the next episode. I hope you're having a wonderful time. Until then, bye.